Greetings, Word Horde.
We're here with an exciting option for you, a version of our podcast without any ads.
That's right. No advertising interruptions, just the content you love, ready to go in your favorite podcast apps like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
It's another way to support the show, ensuring that we keep bringing you the word stories and language explorations that you love. Try it at waywardradio.org/adfree.
And it's affordable. For just a small subscription fee, you can enjoy Away with Words uninterrupted, except by us.
Plus, it makes a great gift. Know somebody who loves language as much as you do? Give them the gift of words.
Easy to sign up, easy to enjoy. It's the same Away with Words, just streamlined for your listening pleasure. Go to waywardradio.org/adfree.
Support us, support the show, and enjoy an ad-free listening experience.
waywardradio.org/adfree. Thank you.
Welcome to another podcast edition of Away with Words. I'm Grant Barrett. My lovely co-host Martha Barnett is off settling the debate over the pronunciation of F-O-R-T-E, meaning point of strength. She's decided that everyone who says forte will live west of the Mississippi, and everyone who says fort will live east of the Mississippi. Too bad, she says, if you say both and end up straddling the river. One of the most popular phone calls we've ever taken was from Tom in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Early this year, he called to ask about a word he'd forgotten, a nautical term related to the major points of the compass. He couldn't for the life of him remember it, but swore he knew it decades before. We suggested a lot of things. Ert, Pyxis Nautica, Rum, that's R-H-U-M-B, and Cardinal Points. And Tom said no dice to all of them. A bunch of you called and wrote to suggest other terms. Azimuth, Binnacle, Boxing the Compass, Compass Rose, Cross Point, Digogram, Flinders Bar, Gimbals, Inclinometer, Pelorus, Principal Points, Rose of Winds, and Zodiac Points. So we called Tom a second time and tried those suggestions on for size. Tom said, "No way, Jose." And the emails and the calls kept coming, most of them suggesting words we'd already tried and a few suggesting that maybe Tom was pulling our legs. But there was one letter from Michael McGuckin in Phoenix that made us perk up. It contained a word that we hadn't tried. So we called Tom one last time to try it on him.
Is this Tom?
Yes, this is Tom in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Well, hiya, Tom. It's Martha and Grant.
Hello
to both of you.
Tom, I want to tell you about an email we got that we're excited about. A fellow by the name of Michael from Phoenix sent us about 800 words, more than 800 words, about the word that he thinks that you're looking for. I'm going to summarize his email because it's beautifully written.
It is.
But it's an architectural word. And he thinks that it is similar to boxing the compass, so to speak. It comes from ancient Greeks and earlier. It's found in, he says, virtually every case it's orientated to the points of the compass. And what it is a circle of columns surrounding a building or court or open space. So a circle of columns surrounding a building or court or open space. It's called a peristyle.
That seems very, very close, and I recognize the word, and I recognize the application of it for architectural.
You do?
And somehow or another, I think that has got to be a basis for what I was thinking of, but it isn't exactly what I was thinking of.
Are you sure? You said, I mean, if I'm remembering that first call, you said it began with a P, right?
We thought it began with a P, and I thought that it probably had to do something with Perry, that P being Perry.
Do you live near a train track?
Yes. I'm sitting out on a front porch on a beautiful evening here, but there's a train track about three blocks away, so he was crossing.
With a glass of iced tea and your feet up, right?
And Tom? Mm-hmm. Tom, are you facing north, south, east, or west on that porch?
I am facing northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're not sure about peristyle.
It's Northwest on the peristyle. It has to be.
That is the closest that I think that anyone could come to it. It didn't click.
I was ready to give this man the prize. I mean, we don't have one, but I'll walk over and shake his hand.
I will.
Phoenix and say hello.
We will meet in Phoenix.
I think we are honing in on it somehow.
Honing in, Tom? What about peristylish?
Well, of course, that's a slightly different version of peristyle.
Peristylized?
I wouldn't say in any of those. But
Paris in the springtime?
I'd like to go check that out.
Well,
personally.
Oh, man.
I am still amazed that this has generated so much interest.
Oh, now people like a puzzle. You know people like a puzzle. There's nothing people like more than something that they're told they can't figure out. I mean, there are probably people that stay up nights with this, got the family around the table, and the Scrabble tiles out, rearranging them, trying to figure out what the word was.
Thanks for giving us another try.
And I thank you for keeping me in the loop and letting me know what you've come up with.
All right. I said,
my heart started beating. You said Barry something, and I go, they're getting it. They're getting it. I'm going, well, I don't, it's not quite.
Sounds like love you've just described there, but it's not quite love. Tom, thank you so much. And please have a good evening tonight. Take it easy. Sounds
okay.
Like you had a long day.
Yes, I did. And I'll take it easy now.
All right.
Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye. You'll be happy to know that Tom's jersey will go on the wall of our Caller Hall of Fame, right next to the porcelain plaque from the lady who was putting together a coffee table book about toilets. I love this job. That's all for this podcast edition of Away With Words. You can join our discussion forums at our brand new website at waywardradio.org. You can always send us email at words@waywardradio.org or call us 24 hours a day at 877-929-9673. For Away With Words, I'm Grant Barrett. And hey, if that doesn't brighten your day, here's some even better news. The brand new season of hour-long episodes of Away With Words starts next week. That's right, next week. So keep on downloading.
Hey, listeners, we have a favor to ask.
We'd love for you to fill out our listener survey at gum.fm/words.
Your feedback is crucial. It's quick, and it helps us make our show even better.
It shapes our show, helps us plan, and ensures we're bringing you the content you love.
That's gum.fm/words.
Thanks for being a part of what we do.
Thank you.